line with the global policy for decarbonization and climate change is that the innovation necessary to meet those targets is not there. So you needed to develop a strategy to attract, nurture, grow, implement innovation. And very first point is forget it to do it, to do everything on your own and locally. So we, being knowledgeable about innovation dynamics, we design a strategy that was open and, if you want, attractive and enabling from scratch. So the point is not trying to address all the issues on your own and locally, as there is always the tendency, but is actually to create the enabling conditions for all the innovation agents to locate their activities in your site. And when I say all the innovation agents, I mean that innovation is a complex system per se that includes from the researcher or the individual entrepreneurs to the VC funds, multi-billion VC funds. And clearly, those are players who belong to the same complex system that are far from easy to match. So creating an enabling environment, it means that re-engineering the complexity in your site, finding, sorry, I have to use metaphors, but using a place for every different, a niche, as in an ecosystem, for a different actor, types of actor, and then design programs and set of incentives to get them to interact in order to produce innovation processes. Now, I give you a couple of examples of stuff that we did at Mind. First of all, we made a partnership with Berkeley's University, which runs one of the most successful accelerators for startups, especially digital startups, particularly on the hardware side, in the US. Peculiarity is owned by a university, so it's a state university, so it's public, the university and the accelerator. In this way, that meets the mission also of Mind, which is not just a simple private enterprise, but it's a public-private partnership. And why doing so? Because in order to accelerate the development of effective solutions, it would have, yes, certainly we could have developed an similar accelerator locally, but we decided to tap in a well-established with funding and network. And with the right kind of remit, connecting this way Milan to the Silicon Valley, so tapping into the assets, and assets in the broader sense, not just the economic and financial assets, also relational, reputation, competence of an existing accelerator. And on the other hand, offering to the accelerator the possibility to open in Milan, so in Europe, and so expanding their outreach worldwide. This is a simple example of how you can design a research innovation ecosystem that attracts, supports, enhance, give the opportunity to test startups and innovative solutions. Now, there is another aspect very important that we develop at Mind. We create and we realize all the time, we had intuition that we tested it. As I explained, innovation has its own development model. And one of the most challenging aspects is not really the startup phase, but it's really go to market and deploy within the real market. So what we have been doing to make this possible, and so to enhance the attractiveness of Mind, we designed Mind as a first market. Because actually, when you have 1 million square meters, 5 billion and 5 billion to develop and 5 billion to invest, building a city from scratch, essentially you are creating a mini city with the pace of emerging economies growth index to those startups, researchers, innovators want to grow their solutions. And this is not theoretical or it's real. So I give an example. The accelerator attracted and supported really the very early phase of startups, but then Mind offer contracts to develop offer services to some of those startups. One of those is Phononic Vibes, which is a startup developed by engineers between the Polytechnic of Milan and MIT, which has developed a new material that can isolate sound and vibrations in an urban environment. What do you do in Mind? Being a construction site, there is the problem of isolation of sound of the various construction sites. So Mind has become the first client of the startup acquiring kilometers of their solutions, providing so the cash for such a company to make the first steps in the real economy. Then I won't go there, but within a place like Mind, we had a very active policy to attract all kind of investors in order for the investors to be exposed to these companies, for these companies to have an immediate access to the different kind of capital they need at their stage of maturity.
Thank you.
I draw to a conclusion. Yeah. Urban regeneration is the site where the transition can happen, can be supported, can be implemented, can be made real as new business models, new markets. That's a very important angle. And this is the aspect that could be replicated all over the world.